Narcissism. Is it a disease, a soul correction, or simply an attitude? Guy goes to his doctor. The doctor says, "Look, I don't know how to tell you this, but you just got to stop masturbating."
"Why?"
asks the patient. "So I can examine you," answers the doctor. Okay, but all jokes aside, it is not easy to be a doctor, or a spiritual teacher. So many things are in the way. I have been having a lot more private calls than normal. And as it always is, it is hard to be silently brilliant. Lots of thought occur when you open your mouth. So I have had lots of thought occur, and, maybe because I am talked out, it is harder to write. But there is something I want to share more widely, so I am writing this article. And if the brilliance lasts all the way to the end, I will publish this article today. If not, then I'll probably pull up an old article from my more than 4,000 articles, 4,090 exactly. So what I want to share with you is this: as a result of reading J.K. Rowling's book, Lethal White, I have added a new measure to the starting point measurements, the degree that you are narcissistic. That measure will tell me to what degree you are concerned for yourself, to get what you want, and don't give a fig about others. Every person is narcissistic to some degree. Soul correction will tell me to what degree the person has corrected their soul correction. For example, my soul correction, Forget Thyself, has a base 70% narcissistic streak. As does Sexual Energy, another soul correction. The soul correction, Revealing the Dark Side, has a 99% narcissistic bend. Speak Your Mind, 91%. So when I measure the starting point measurements, the discrepancy between the baseline and the actual measure will tell me a whole lot about the person, to what degree they have managed to become bigger than what came with the territory, with the soul correction. The most important measurement is the gap between the two numbers. The bigger the gap, the more the person is willing to take charge of themselves, and become a person who can care, who can give and take, who can love, whose concern is not fully for themselves. Someone asked in a comment, just today, what is the connection between ego and selfish gene? Ego and predatory genes. Surprisingly, being narcissistic is neither. It is the original evil, the only evil, according to Kabbalists of renown. Desire to receive for the self alone. Desire to receive for the self alone requires someone to lose. Lose what you desire to you. Lose face. Lose dignity. Lose respect. Lose energy. Maybe even lose their life. In that regard, it is similar to ego and predatory genes. But it goes way beyond. It likes to kill. It needs a victim. No victim? The narcissistic streak is not happy. I don't measure ego in my starting point measurements. I find ego very useful in that it gives you energy to live. One of the things I have noticed about high narcissist number students/clients, they don't want to give credit where credit is due. But beware of passing judgment. The number is a state of mind, or an emotional state, an attitude. The moment the person is returned to a state of gratitude and no fear, their narcissistic tendencies disappear. I just remeasured some 20 current and past students. And the numbers change. It is a lot like an indicator. An indicator of what? Of how threatened they feel, by anything. By the economy. By someone attacking them, by judgment, by belittling, by failure, by anything that threatens. The moment you can see narcissistic tendencies this way, you'll summon compassion, instead of passing judgment. Everything can be resolved in communication. Why? Because most of what isn't working, most of what feels threatening, or most of what is happening is created in words. No animal is narcissistic, because to be a narcissist you need words. Just like to say that something is not working. You need works. Things always work, exactly the way they are working. You are never threatening you or your life, unless there are words there. So we can safely say that the moment you can find the words and learn communication, learn that words create worlds, not the other way around, the moment you get good at it, your life becomes poetry. I use words like that. Like communication. As a way to resolve everything to return to sanity, joy, and all is well. Which is the natural state of any living thing, including humans. I watched a televised interview with the US president yesterday. It should be evident to everyone who watched that the president feels threatened by everything, and therefore he is rendered 100% narcissistic. Did I manage to summon compassion for him? Yeah. I even surprised myself. Okay. So if you find yourself at the effect of words, if you find yourself trying to fix, trying to defend yourself, trying to explain, trying to justify, you are caught in the paradigm in the worldview where world slash reality creates your words. It is ass backward. And you probably never have peace, joy, and fulfillment. You feel, always, threatened. You want to learn how to manage, how to be with the words that actually create everything that you feel, everything that you have been considering reality. It isn't. So your mastering reality starts with mastering the words. It looks hard, and it is. No doubt about it. It is countercultural. I have a student who spent 5 or 6 years doing courses in landmark education, and didn't master the words. And thus reality. Was it easy for me? It was definitely easier. But even if you can master 10% of the words that run your life will improve 30%. For most people it is like heaven. My life improved 500% and it is still getting better. All because of my mastery and practice of further mastering words. Words that create worlds. A student came to a private call with me yesterday. He was on the verge of quitting my courses, because suddenly his business looked like it is taking a nosedive. We talked, he got aware of what words he is considering reality. As soon as he got off the call an order came in, and then two more a little later. His narcissistic number dropped from 50% to 10% and he expressed real gratitude. It was priceless. Now, you cannot have a private call every time life seems to bunch up on you. You want to learn the art for yourself. I teach that in the feelings course, especially in the new sessions, that haven't been scheduled yet. I will schedule as soon as there are enough people in it to make it worth my time. Buy the feelings workshop, go to www.yourvibration.com/1/feel. If you bought the recorded course, but didn't buy the 2 live sessions, I made a special link for you to upgrade. Will I be able to teach all you need to know how to do in just 2 sessions? We shall see. I don't know. If you have doubt, then don't buy. If you don't trust my system, don't buy. If you don't like me, don't buy. No refunds on products already delivered.